Hi, welcome to another edition of Think About It, the podcast from Houston Christian University. I'm Dr. Gary Hartenberg, the director of the Honors College at the university and associate professor of philosophy here. Joining me today is a freshman student, Linnea Hagman. Linnea is a student in the Honors College. Thanks for joining me, Linnea.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So we'll kind of run through some things about you and then maybe talk a little bit about the Honors College and your experience at the university. So you are from Oregon and you have a major at the university.
Yeah, so I came in with a major in accounting, and then after 1 week of accounting classes, I decided to switch.
Okay.
So yeah, now I am double major in business and English.
Okay, so you stayed in the business world. Mm-hmm. You're keeping the business major, but you're out on accounting.
Out of accounting.
Okay.
Yeah.
And no offense to HCU's fine accounting professors,
oh, no.
I'm sure.
Not
so,
at all.
But what was it that tipped you off? Accounting is not for me.
Well, I thought that it was going to be more math. And
okay.
It was basically spreadsheets
okay.
and a lot of confusing language.
And you just want to be out in nature all the time? Is that?
We'll see. Maybe more writing and less
okay.
numbers.
Less
That's
numbers.
What I'm leaning towards.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but then, so the switch from accounting to, I guess, a general business major, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
That makes sense. But then jumping all the way across campus to the English department too, what's going on there?
So I just enjoy writing,
okay.
and I am pretty good at it, so I figure it's good to work on my strengths.
Okay.
And I know that in the business world, they also need people who can write and communicate.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So you're from Oregon, you're now a business and English major, a double major, and you're in the Honors College.
Yes.
Okay. And you live on campus or you commute?
Yes, I'm on campus.
Okay. Yeah. And what's that like? Do you, Houston, was it a big change coming down from Oregon?
Oh, my.
Or, yeah.
Yes, a very big change. My hometown had about 6,000 people.
Okay.
And Houston is, I think, the largest city in the U.S.
Close, we're the third largest.
Third largest.
Fourth largest, okay. depending on how you count. There are about 3 million, 4 million people in the area.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So that was a big difference.
Okay.
And also the humidity here.
I
was not used to that.
No one ever is.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I want to get used to it either.
Okay. Yeah. I've found, to be honest, that you eventually will get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
It hit me. I had been here for about a year and a half. And I was going with a friend to a baseball game in July. And we got out of the car, and I thought, wow, it's not a bad day for a game. And we were going to the Astros game downtown, and they have the retractable roof. So I said, well, do you think the roof will be open today? And my friend looked at me like I was on the moon or something. He was like, how hot do you think it is? And I was like, I don't know, 85? Because there's a limit, you know, if it's over this, they close the roof. And I pulled out my phone, and the heat index was 101. And I was like, oh, it doesn't feel that bad. So I can still tell when it's hot, but, you know, there comes a point where you just don't care anymore.
101?
So,
no.
Yeah,
no.
So the roof was closed that day. So,
good.
Yeah, but okay.
Thankfully.
Right. So what's kind of life like as a freshman undergraduate at Houston Christian?
So it's very different. And
very different, okay.
Very different. I don't think anything could have prepared me for college and starting out as a freshman.
Okay, unpack that a little bit. Nothing could have prepared you. So you went to high school though, right?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
And high school did not prepare you for college?
Oh, well, I have kind
it's
of
a trick
an odd
question. So.
No, it didn't. I'll say that.
Okay.
I will say that I was homeschooled for a few years and then I went to public school.
Okay.
And then I went back to homeschooling.
Okay.
And I am so thankful that I did not do public school for my whole...
Okay. You
yeah.
think public school would not have prepared you?
No.
Okay.
No, I...
What's different?
In public school, the workload is a lot lighter. A lot
okay.
lighter.
A lot
in
lighter.
High school. Yes.
Okay.
And I was doing a classical curriculum.
Okay.
So a lot of reading, a lot of writing, which
mm-hmm.
is what the Honors College is kind of centered around, too.
We have students do a lot of reading and a lot of writing.
And talking.
Yeah. And talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was a lot of that in my curriculum.
Okay.
So that prepared me more. But it was really weird to be away from family.
Okay.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And just learning how to be an adult and, you know, you have to go buy laundry detergent.
But that's a thing.
Yeah, it is.
I remember discovering that the first time I went to college. I was like, oh, I'm, you know, my mom sent me, thanks, Mom. She sent me away to college with a bottle, you know, of laundry detergent. And I recognized it because it was the kind we had at home. And then that ran out, and I go to the store, and I'm like, where's the detergent? And then it turns out if you buy just the detergent without the added fabric softener, it's much cheaper. It's like half as, so... But I was like, I didn't know, right? I should have known, right?
Oh, yeah. I pay attention to price now when I'm in stores.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But so I washed my clothes like the rest of the year without any fabric softener. Apparently, this was not good. This was not good. Okay. So there was sort of growing up, being out on your own. So how come you're still here? I mean, to put it bluntly, like if it's difficult, if you maybe weren't very prepared for it, how come you're still here?
I ask myself that question a lot.
Okay, so, okay, yeah.
I think that being uncomfortable is good, and it's very necessary to have that uncomfort and not really know what you're doing to be able to find what you need to do. Hmm. And that's not something that you can really be told how to do. You just have to go through it. That's what I've found, at least, so far. And I do love HCU and the Honors College, so that's also keeping me here in the relationships that I've made with people. I genuinely love it.
Yeah. Okay, okay. So this idea that it's difficult, I'm not really sure what I should be doing, I'm not really sure why what I'm doing right now is valuable or worthwhile, but I want to stick it out. Because it seems I need to. Okay. And also I've got great friends.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So one thing we do in the Honors College is every student gets a mentor, right? So there are about 10 professors who teach in the program, and all of them have students that they mentor. So who's your mentor?
So my mentor is Dr. Elliott.
Dr. Elliott.
Yes.
I was, for a minute there, I thought, is Linnea my mentee? Like, and I was like, I don't think so, but this is going to be really embarrassing. So Dr. Barbara Elliott, professor in the Honors College, I don't know if you know this, but she has been teaching in the Honors College longer than anyone who teaches in the Honors College right now.
Really?
Yep. She was here before I was here. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So talk about your relationship with Dr. Elliott. What's that like?
So our last in-person meeting lasted about 2 or 3 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so that should tell you a bit.
Yeah.
We just kept on talking, and it felt like 40 minutes.
Okay.
So she is so cool.
Right.
Just her experiences, and to be able to have a mentor like her is, I just feel so blessed. Mm-hmm. And that wouldn't have happened without the Honors College. And we, during that meeting, we talked about normal stuff, normal life stuff. I told her about my boy issues, and then we talked about school for a little bit too. So it's an actual relationship, and and she's amazing. So I love having her as a mentor.
Okay, yeah. I remember going into her office the first time and looking at the wall, and I'm like, that's a picture of Dr. Elliott with the President of the United States. I was like, okay, I guess she's done some things in her life.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, and she was a duchess.
Oh, right. And she's a member of royalty for a while.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
And she meets with you. Like, and she meets with the other students she mentors.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All
and
right.
She cares about us. And
right.
You
she
can
definitely
tell.
Does.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. One of the things she did that I really, really appreciated was, you know, during the pandemic, she started up, she emailed me. She's like, Gary, I want to start a prayer group, prayer list, right? So she coordinated. We just emailed all the students. We emailed alumni. We got alumni. I mean, she organized all this, but she got alumni who had graduated from the Honors College, weren't here anymore. But she reached out to all of them and said, hey, if you want to get together or just on your own pray for these Honors College students, they're really struggling or whatever they need. And we had alumni, you know, say, hey, yeah, I'll do that. And so she organized that, and I think that's one of the reasons why we were able to, you know, our students were able to do so well during that time is because of the prayers of our alumni, and especially Dr. Elliott, who prayed herself and organized all of that. Okay, so you've got a real gem of a mentor in Dr. Elliott. Talk to me about, books you're reading and honors, what that experience is like.
Oh, wow. I have loved the books. From last semester, my favorite might have been Nick Ethics, Aristotle's...
Nicomachean Ethics,
yes,
we call it.
When we're being,
oh, you can't, so you
I
just
can't.
Say... But it does make you sound like a real professional.
Exactly.
Because at philosophy parties, when I go to them with other philosophers, we don't say Nicomachean Ethics, mm-hmm. we say Nick Ethics.
Yeah, the cool people say that.
Yeah, so you're just picking that up on your own.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So what did you, so describe like how you read this, where you read this, the preparation, give our listeners sort of a sense of what's required and then how you take care of those obligations.
Yeah, so I read it over about a week, I think. Yeah, give or take. And I have to read in absolute quiet because these books, the ideas are so dense. Mm. You have to give it your complete focus. Mm. And taking notes, too, helps a lot to solidify the ideas mm-hmm. in your mind.
Okay.
And that's what I find, and, we have to, so.
Okay, yeah, okay. So you read it over the course of about a week.
Mm-hmm.
Complete silence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Taking
just
notes.
You and the book.
Yes.
And taking notes. Okay.
Yes.
So you do that preparation, then you go to seminar.
Mm-hmm.
And the seminars are 2 hours long. What's that like?
Man, the seminars fly by.
They do?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I go in with questions, and I leave with more questions.
I'm just going to ask because I wonder, I think some of our listeners, and sometimes I genuinely wonder, how is that good to go into class with some questions about Aristotle and his views about ethics, and then you leave with more questions?
I think that questions show that you've thought deeply about a subject.
Mm-hmm.
And it also showed me that there's so much more to learn.
Okay.
And it definitely humbled me, too, because I thought we must have the answers somewhere, and I'm finding there's so many questions that I don't even know where to start on.
Okay.
So it's almost comforting to know that there are so many questions and things that we don't know, and maybe we can't know.
Okay, yeah. Do you remember which professor you had for any of the sessions on Aristotle?
I don't.
Okay, putting you on the spot. Okay.
Yeah.
But, okay, so you go with questions, you leave with questions. What happens in the meantime? Like in between the going and the leaving?
A lot of talking, but a lot of silence, too, in seminar.
Mm-hmm.
And we jump around from topic to topic, it seems like, sometimes. But then at the end, it's beautiful because it all comes together. At least for the good discussions.
Okay.
And it's really fascinating to investigate what we think the author meant by what he wrote. And then it's so rewarding too at the end.
Mm.
We feel like we gain wisdom and also have more questions. But I can just describe it as rewarding.
Huh. It's strange how that happens. You think you've gained wisdom and you also have more questions,
mm-hmm.
right? So, okay, all right. So you loved Aristotle. I'm going to put you on the spot. Least favorite book from that first semester.
Oh, gosh.
Where you studied all, like a survey of the ancient Greeks, right? Homer,
mm-hmm.
Onward, okay.
Least favorite, probably Aristophanes, The Clouds.
Oh, you didn't like The Clouds.
It's not that I didn't like it.
Okay.
I just didn't understand why it was written.
Okay.
It seemed to be
okay.
a mockery of everything, which I kind of enjoyed, but it just didn't make sense to me.
Okay, yeah. Now, so I said this is a bit of a trick question because sometimes we'll ask students this in an oral exam. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of letting out the secret to the whole world, but now you know, right? So. Sometimes the question is, tell us about your least favorite book, and then it's make the case for why students in the future should continue to read that book.
Uh-oh.
So maybe you started on some of that, but you think you can do that?
I think I could.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Linnea Hagman, why should future Honors College students continue to read The Clouds by Aristophanes?
I think that... this book is a good example of how to not take life too seriously.
Okay.
And that is very necessary because oftentimes we do take life way too seriously. And being able to mock certain things and also not to take ourselves too seriously is a very important and learned skill, and we can learn that from Aristophanes.
Okay, all right. I'll give that a good grade. Yeah, okay. Actually, we don't really grade here. Now, do you ever think about English as a major? I suppose that could be, you know, very clearly, you're probably reading a lot of the same works in your courses for your major as you, there's some overlap. Mm-hmm. So maybe think about business. Like, do you ever wonder going from business class to honors class to English class, like, does all of this fit together?
I do wonder.
Okay. And have you come to anything, or are you still in the wondering about it all?
I'm still wondering. Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely still wondering. But I think that a lot of the business ideas and what they teach, a lot of it is the same ideas from what we're reading with the Greeks and in the Honors College. And
say more about that. That seems a little strange.
It does seem a little bit strange, but...
Because we're 21st century capitalists.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But the things we're reading in the Honors College, it's about people, and people fundamentally stay the same.
Okay.
So when there's truth that we can find in the Honors books and what I'm reading in English, it can generally be applied to people now, too. And the only thing that's really changed is culture and technology. Mm. But if you take away your cell phone and your glasses and put you out in the woods, that's basically what people were like 3,000 years ago.
The ancient Greeks were out in the woods?
Sure. You
know okay, what I mean. I'm just now I'm picking at your words like we're in seminar. Okay. Have you thought far enough ahead or any clarity about where you want to go? I realize you're not even done with your freshman year, but do you have thoughts about the future?
I have thoughts. I think that I know where I don't want to go.
Okay.
More than where I do want to go.
Okay.
I did want to be a lawyer.
Okay.
About a year ago, but 80 hours a week is just not doable for me.
You don't want to work as a lawyer for 80 hours? Okay.
No.
Okay.
So I'm just really open to the Lord leading me.
Okay.
And we'll see where that goes. I still have some time.
You know? Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at internships, but I am just unsure right now.
Okay. So maybe one of the last things I'll ask is, sometimes people listen to this and they're thinking about whether HCU is a good place, maybe the Honors College in particular. Do you have a thought or a word about why students should maybe look into it more carefully or bump it to the top of their list or something like that?
Yeah, I will say that when I was touring colleges, when I toured HCU, I was here in person, and when I was here, it felt like a place I could become more myself. Hmm. And I think that you can get an education a lot of places, but at HCU, that's what stood out to me the most. Hmm. And the Honors College was a big draw for me. So I would highly encourage really anyone to at least look into it, and really, the books we're reading and what we do at the Honors College with discussion, I can't think of anything that could prepare us more for going out into the world in whatever field or whatever job or career people choose. So that's my pitch.
Thanks very much, Linnea. I don't think I could have said it better myself. So we'll close it up for today. Thanks again for listening to this episode of Think About It, a podcast from Houston Christian University. I'm Dr. Gary Hartenberg, director of the Honors College, here with Linnea Hagman, student in the Honors College. If you'd like to learn more about the Honors College program, you can find us at hc.edu/honorscollege. Thanks again, everybody. Take care.